And from the South to the Midwest, to Missouri, the primary of the now great unknown. Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt quit the presidential nomination race 2 weeks ago after a flagging finish in the Iowa caucuses. The state has 74 unclaimed delegates, more than any other one state on Tuesday. Everyone had thought that Dick Gephardt would get them. Now, all the other campaigns are scrambling for them instead. From member station KWMU in St. Louis, Tom Weber reports.
The Firemen's Union Hall in South St. Louis City was, well, a union hall until this week. That's when the John Kerry campaign swept in and set up shop. On Tuesday night, while supporters were watching Kerry win New Hampshire.
John Kerry is leading. Is that 37-25?
Yeah! Campaign spokeswoman Kim Moultrie was down the hall, looking over the small room that will be the Kerry campaign for just a few days.
It looks like a typical campaign office. Lots of empty Diet Coke cans, lots of pizza, old pizza around the place. But we're just moving in, and I'm sure it's going to get much dirtier over the next 7 days.
The day after the New Hampshire primary, Kerry played to a capacity crowd in St. Louis.
Stand with me, and we will win the presidency. Stand with me, and we'll say mission accomplished for America. Thank you, and God bless.
General Wesley Clark hasn't even visited the state yet, but his campaign has put in nightly phone banks and started daily canvassing in just a few short days. Senator John Edwards has also had to play catch-up. He raced to St. Louis the day after the New Hampshire primary.
I've been in Oklahoma 13 times now. If Missouri had been open that entire time, I would have done the same thing in Missouri, because this is a place I feel very natural and comfortable. It's a time thing. You know, how do we get here enough to make a real impression on voters in Missouri?
When he got to his St. Louis appearance at a local night spot, so many people had shown up that Edwards had to make an impromptu speech to the spillover crowd in the street.
Thank you all so much for being here and standing out in this freezing weather.
Governor Howard Dean's strategy has been different. His campaign has been all about grassroots efforts and internet-arranged meetups. That gives him an advantage, says his Missouri coordinator, Diane Ortball. People like her have been working out of their homes for months.
The campaign mantra for me went from I want my country back to I want my dining room back.
Ortball has used vacation days to take time off from her job at a telecommunications company to see the Dean campaign through to Tuesday's primary. She hasn't had to scramble to rent office space or order phone lines. Things are busier, of course, but that's in part because she had to plan a Dean appearance in St. Louis.
It's all been grassroots, and they rely heavily on us volunteers. We've done incredibly well.
As for the other candidates, Al Sharpton and Dennis Kucinich both have some supporters making contacts in strategic locations, while Joe Lieberman has no formal organization in Missouri. Meanwhile, contenders John Kerry and John Edwards are the ones most likely to benefit from Gephardt's departure from the race. Former Gephardt state political operatives and elected officials have mostly thrown their support behind these two senators. For Day Today, I'm Tom Weber.